Good morning. I'm Giovanni Grignani, and I'm a medical oncologist working in the Candiolo Cancer Center in Turin, in Italy. The topic of my podcast is about uterine leiomyosarcoma. What is uterine leiomyosarcoma? Leiomyosarcoma is a rare connective tissue tumor accounting for approximately 16% of all soft tissue sarcomas, and about half of cases affect the uterus. Uterine leiomyosarcoma contributes approximately 1% of all uterine malignancies and is the most common form of uterine sarcoma. Most uterine leiomyosarcomas occur in women over 40 years of age who are usually perimenopausal. More than half of cases are presented with abnormal uterine bleeding or palpable pelvic mass or enlarged uterus. And nearly one quarter of the cases reported pelvic pressure or pain. Nevertheless, many patients remain nearly asymptomatic. What is the prognosis of uterine leiomyosarcoma? Uterine leiomyosarcoma is a highly aggressive tumor that is challenging to treat given its resistance to standard therapy, as evidenced by high rates of both recurrence and progression. Recurrence rates vary from 45 to 75% with a wide range for sites of recurrence. The most common site of first recurrence is in the lungs, and usually within 2 years of diagnosis and surgery. 5-year overall survival has been reported between 25 to 76%. Main prognostic factors are age, tumor stage, and tumor size. The tumor's location within the myometrium increases their propensity for early hematogenous spread and dissemination to extrapelvic sites, being hepatic, pulmonary, abdominal, and bone metastases the most common. How is the localized uterine leiomyosarcoma treated? As with all soft tissue sarcomas, management of uterine leiomyosarcoma should be carried out in sarcoma reference centers, and surgery remains the standard treatment, and block total hysterectomy is recommended in localized uterine leiomyosarcomas. Since symptoms are vague and may mimic to the far other more frequent benign uterine fibroids, a preoperative distinction between the two tumors may be difficult. Therefore, uterine leiomyosarcomas is often detected accidentally after removing the uterus or uterine fibroids with or without morcellation. Recently, concerns have grown in this regard as surgeons have utilized the uterine morcellation and myomectomy procedure unknowingly in the setting of occult uterine sarcoma. Importantly, intraperitoneal morcellation is associated with poorer prognosis, and in this line, taking a minimally invasive approach, which is shown to result in better patient outcomes, must be balanced with minimizing the risk of spreading an occult sarcoma within the abdominopelvic cavity. And therefore, endoscopic supracervical hysterectomy or tumor enucleation and morcellation should be avoided. In general, adjuvant radiotherapy in uterine leiomyosarcoma is not proposed because of its high propensity to distant relapse. Moreover, in this setting, a randomized study of adjuvant radiotherapy did not show any advantage in the radiotherapy arm. Thus, it can be proposed as an option in selected cases after multidisciplinary tumor board discussion. How is the locally advanced metastatic uterine leiomyosarcoma treated? In case of local relapse or metastasis, the surgical option has to be evaluated regarding a possible complete resection. Some particular studies with selected patient population demonstrated improved overall survival after complete resection of uterine leiomyosarcoma metastasis, especially resection of single lung or liver metastasis may contribute to a prolonged survival. In advanced uterine leiomyosarcomas, chemotherapy is considered appropriate as it increases survival of women with metastatic leiomyosarcoma. As for all leiomyosarcomas, doxorubicin, dacarbazine, trabectedin, gemcitabine alone or in combination with docetaxel and pazopanib are active agents in uterine leiomyosarcomas and may be used in a stepwise. Choice of treatment for patients with advanced soft tissue sarcomas, including uterine leiomyosarcomas, frequently involves finding an appropriate balance between the efficacy and the toxicity of available options, aiming to allow patients maintain a normal life. And in general, in advanced soft tissue sarcomas, the higher toxicity of doublet chemotherapy is reasonable to accept when the aim of treatment is to control symptoms or to render a tumor resectable. In general, standard first-line chemotherapy has been largely unchanged for three decades and remains anthracycline-based therapy. A randomized phase 3 trial of first-line doxorubicin versus doxorubicin and ifosfamide for advanced or metastatic soft tissue sarcomas showed that doublet chemotherapy significantly prolonged progression-free survival in almost 3 months, but failed to significantly improve overall survival and was considerably more toxic than doxorubicin alone. A phase 3 study compared doxorubicin with gemcitabine plus docetaxel as upfront treatment in advanced soft tissue sarcoma patients. The combination did not show any improvement in efficacy and was more toxic with some effects on quality of life. Therefore, it is not recommended as a first-line therapy for advanced soft tissue sarcomas, including uterine leiomyosarcomas. A retrospective study of advanced leiomyosarcoma evaluated doxorubicin plus dacarbazine, doxorubicin plus ifosfamide, and doxorubicin alone as first-line treatment for advanced metastatic leiomyosarcoma. Progression-free survival was significantly longer with doxorubicin plus dacarbazine compared with doxorubicin monotherapy. Doxorubicin plus dacarbazine was also associated with longer overall survival, but an adjusted analysis retained an effect for progression-free survival, but not for overall survival. Very recently, a randomized phase 3 study compared doxorubicin plus trabectedin, followed by trabectedin in non-progressive patients versus doxorubicin monotherapy as first-line therapy of metastatic or unresectable leiomyosarcomas. The combination significantly increased the median progression-free survival compared to doxorubicin alone, 12.2 months versus 6.2 months. The progression-free survival improvement was shown both in the uterine and the non-uterine populations, and major clinical benefit in objective response rate and overall survival was also observed. Despite the advantage in overall survival, did not reach statistical significance in the first analysis of the data. Data not yet mature. Doxorubicin plus trabectedin safety profile was as expected, with additional but manageable toxicity. few chemotherapy agents or combinations have been demonstrated to be active in uterine leiomyosarcomas that has progressed after standard first-line treatment. The combination of gemcitabine and docetaxel has been evaluated in different prospective and retrospective studies, showing controversial results. In a retrospective phase 2 studies, the combination of gemcitabine and docetaxel has demonstrated efficacy as second-line therapy for advanced uterine leiomyosarcomas associated with a median progression-free survival of 5.6 months and median overall survival of 14.7 months, but at the cost of increased toxicity, 40% of discontinuation due to adverse events. However, these efficacy results were not confirmed in a phase 2 study of metastatic or relapsed leiomyosarcoma from the French sarcoma group, which showed that gemcitabine plus docetaxel was not superior to gemcitabine alone. Median progression-free survival, 5.5 versus 4.7 months. As single agents, retrospective evidence indicated that ifosfamide monotherapy has limited activity in patients with leiomyosarcoma, significantly decreased overall survival compared with doxorubicin monotherapy with a p-value of 0.0247. Pazopanib is a multi-tyrosine kinase inhibitor that may induce disease stabilization in metastatic uterine leiomyosarcoma and thereby prolong the progression-free interval. Data from a double-blind placebo-controlled phase 3 study, including 50% patients with uterine leiomyosarcomas, showed that pazopanib significantly prolonged progression-free survival in all patients compared with placebo, median progression-free survival 4.6 versus 1.6 months. However, that longer PFS with pazopanib did not translate into an improvement in overall survival over placebo. In addition, clinical experience with pazopanib points to the possibility of rapid tumor growth after treatment discontinuation due to a rebound effect with vascular endothelial growth factor inhibitors. This key aspect, along with the frequent resistance by patients to receive intravenous therapy after receiving oral therapy, tends to position pazopanib as a treatment choice for later lines. Trabectedin can be considered more than a classic cytotoxic drug, given that it also has immunomodulatory and antiangiogenic properties, which potentially contribute to a delayed response with a prolonged stabilization. It is indicated for the treatment of advanced soft tissue sarcomas after failure of doxorubicin or ifosfamide, or as a frontline treatment in patients unsuited to receive these agents. Clinical benefit with trabectedin has been documented in multiple studies performed in patients with soft tissue sarcomas and leiomyosarcoma, including patients with uterine leiomyosarcomas. In a phase 3 trial, trabectedin demonstrated significantly improved disease control in leiomyosarcoma and liposarcoma patients who had received prior anthracycline therapy. In the subset of 232 patients with uterine leiomyosarcoma, trabectedin treatment resulted in significantly longer progression-free survival versus dacarbazine, 4.0 versus 1.5 months, with a hazard ratio of 0.57, with an acceptable safety profile. In addition, the effectiveness of trabectedin was confirmed in a real-world evidence study in which trabectedin demonstrated to confer clinical benefit in patients with metastatic uterine leiomyosarcoma after failure to an anthracycline-containing regimen. Median progression-free survival and overall survival of 5.4 and 18.5 months, respectively. Median overall survival was significantly higher in patients receiving trabectedin in second line, 25.3 months, than in third line, 15.1 months. Compared to other chemotherapeutic agents used in uterine leiomyosarcomas, trabectedin has a convenient safety profile, including no cumulative toxicity that allows patients to benefit from a prolonged treatment with a potential for longer disease control. Moreover, clinical evidence showed the progression-free survival can be prolonged when trabectedin treatment is maintained until disease progression. Therefore, trabectedin is a suitable choice when the treatment goal is long-lasting tumor stabilization and good patient quality of life. To conclude, uterine leiomyosarcomas is a rare tumor that occurs in women over 40 years of age who are usually perimenopausal. It is a very aggressive with high rates of both recurrence and progression. Standard treatment for local disease is an unblocked total hysterectomy, whereas for advanced leiomyosarcoma, chemotherapy remains the mainstay of treatment. In general, anthracycline-based therapy remains the standard of first-line treatment. Few chemotherapy agents or combinations have been shown to be active in uterine leiomyosarcoma that has progressed to standard first-line. Trabectedin, with its pleiotropic mechanism of actions, represents an important treatment option for advanced uterine leiomyosarcomas, having demonstrated significantly improved disease control as second-line therapy with an acceptable safety profile.